Well, Coach, just a solid win overall. Great way to start the EI portion of your schedule. And also, I'm sure it feels nice to get that NTC monkey off your back, so to speak.
Yeah, definitely. And just to start the week, I think one of the things we try to talk about is trying to win the week. And when we can get the first one out of the way, it makes, you know, it makes you feel better about, you know, what we're doing. So, yeah, it was great. Great win today. I thought our pitchers, Kyle was outstanding. Kyle Lane was outstanding today, and Kale came in relief for two innings, and AJ, they did a great job. And then offensively, it seemed like we were able to get the big hit. Blake kind of busting it open there with the two RBI double to give us a little breathing room. And, yeah, it was a really good day for us.
Yeah, you talk about Kyle Lamb on the mound and striking out the first six batters he saw, and dang near had an immaculate inning in both innings. I mean, he was just shut down good from the start.
Yeah, Kyle's dialed in. I mean, that's what you want from a senior. He's pitched a lot of innings for us. You know, him and AJ as the senior guys on the mound. And, yeah, it was a great start. It's what we needed. We've really struggled to score runs a little bit last week in the NCC games. We had some opportunities. We pitched really well last week. And for us to come out and pitch again, for Kyle to put up those zeros in the first and second inning where we weren't able to score runs, and it seemed like we were just kind of hitting fly balls, and you know, their pitcher kept us off balance. So it takes the pressure off when the guy comes out there and was doing what he was doing tonight.
Yeah, it's always the tough part as a pitcher and the mindset whenever you're not getting the run support and the losses, but I'm sure it takes a huge weight off his shoulders whenever, you know, you finally get runs across the board.
Yeah, definitely. You can just see a sigh of relief a little bit with the whole team there. With us getting on the board, the three-run inning was good. And like I said, Blake, you know, the one-out, two RBI double kind of got it there. But even AJ, you know, Radloff with his at-bat with one out, and, you know, he just put a ball in play in the middle of the field, a runner at third, and we were able to get a run. And I was like, okay, here we go. And that really, you know, kind of catapulted us in offensively.
Yeah, you talked about the offense in the first two innings. Guys were held off balance. Wasn't the prettiest swings, but then in the third inning, you were able to get a few to fall. You talked about Blake Mueller's RBI double, but for the most part, I thought you guys also did a great job being aggressive in terms of running the bases and able to be able to take advantage of things like errors and able to take advantage of just fly balls to center field and things like that.
Yeah, you're right. I think, you know, we had a couple of times where we, you know, with some hit and run action, some balls that got to the outfield and trying to go two bases and just to put pressure on them. And it's something you can do when you've scored runs. You can take some more risks, it seems. And then obviously when your pitchers are doing what they're doing. And I thought defensively we played really well as well. But, yeah, it was a great all-around game for us, like you said, to get our first win in the EI and our first win in the NTC, and just kind of set us up and hopefully give us some momentum end of the week. You know, Mulberry Grove non-conference Thursday, South Central NTC Friday night under the lights. So it's a big week for us, and it seems like they're all big weeks, but you know, it's the week in front of us, so it's the biggest one we've got.
Yeah, it's always the fun part about the fall season. You know, with the exception of a handful of games, you're playing all conference, so it's a big pressure builder for the team, but it also gives you a chance to see what you got for the spring as well.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, like you said, they all kind of count. You know, and this year it seems like we've had some pitching depth, which has allowed us to stay in ball games and continue to trot guys out there every day and give us a chance to compete. Now, you know, whether or not we win or lose, you know, it's kind of up to how we do. But, you know, we're able to compete out of the gate, and, you know, that's exciting from a mature team, you know, an upperclassman-led team. But we've still got some underclassmen out there, you know, contributing as well.
You talk about the two games you have remaining this week, Mulberry Grove at Thursday and then on the road against South Central under the lights on Friday. So a pretty big week against a young Mulberry Grove team, but they got some talent on both sides. And for South Central, I mean, just a team that seems to always never have a down year in the NTC.
Yeah, with Mulberry Grove, I mean, you know, we have to compete. We've got to be ready to go, and hopefully our guys will be able to throw strikes and get us off to a start. And offensively, hopefully we can just kind of get into a rhythm of feeling comfortable at the plate and putting balls in play and hitting balls hard. And then, yeah, like you said, Friday night, South Central, I think, you know, it's the atmosphere. And I think our guys will be excited for that. And we've got some upperclassmen ready to go on the mound still with pitches, and look forward to that, you know, competition.